A new Qantas Insights poll finds Georgia first-term Democratic Senator John Ossoff in a dead-heat tie with Republican U.S. Representative Mike Collins. Against Savannah area GOP Congressman Buddy Carter, Senator Ossoff falls within the polling margin of error. While Ossoff is unopposed for the Democratic Senate nomination, the Qantas poll found Congressman Collins leading Representative Carter 25-20% on the Republican side. With a large undecided pool, this campaign will go down to the wire toward the May 19th primary. If no one receives 50%, the top two finishers will advance to a June 16th runoff election. Along with the Senate races in Michigan, North Carolina, and Texas, the Georgia Senate battle will be a premier 2026 electoral contest. An early September Change Research North Carolina survey finds Democratic former Governor Roy Cooper leading ex-Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Whatley 48-41% in the Tar Heel State's open U.S. Senate race. North Carolina campaigns are always close, so we can count on this contest going down to the election cycle's final day. A Democratic victory here would give them a conversion win. Republican Senator Tom Tillis is not seeking re-election. In the redistricting wars, the Missouri legislature passed a map which Governor Mike Kehoe then signed. The new plan will likely yield the Republicans a gain of one seat. Indiana Governor Mike Braun is optimistic that the legislature will redraw the Hoosier State congressional map in November. He is looking to add issues to the agenda before calling the legislature into special session. Republicans could gain as many as two seats. The Utah State Supreme Court upheld a lower court ruling ordering the Beehive State map redrawn. The decision will lead to a different Salt Lake City congressional district that will give the Democrats a one-seat gain. In Governor's News, Minnesota Chief Executive Tim Walz, the 2024 Democratic vice presidential nominee, announced that he will seek a third term as governor. If successful next year, he will become the first governor to ever win 3 4-year terms. Turning to Georgia, we see two new gubernatorial entries. As expected, Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announced for the Republican nomination, while former GOP Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan also entered the governor's race, but he did so as a Democrat. In the New Jersey governor's campaign, a new Quinnipiac University survey again posts Democratic U.S. Representative Mikey Sherrill ahead of Republican Jack Cittarelli in their 2025 statewide open battle. This poll's margin is 49-41%. Mr. Cittarelli has a history of underpolling, so the contest may in reality be a bit closer. This concludes our weekly Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.